Hi, you guys. All right, we're talking all about my number one focus for this sabbatical that I'm taking for the month of July. And you may not even have been listening to this, so you may not know, but I actually am in the middle of a sabbatical for travel and ministry, and I'm taking a full sabbatical for the month of July. So today I'm here to reveal what my number one focus is for the month of July that I believe is going to be critical to my future, to how I experience myself, how others experience me, and it's something that I need some significant time to process. So, well, get your walking shoes on, your cup of coffee, lock that door if you need to. Otherwise, let's get started and have a conversation about the sabbatical focus that I am focused on. Here we go. So in our last podcast, I talked about the benefit of a sabbatical. And one of those key benefits was that you would have time, I would have time to learn a new skill, to focus on my choices and my priorities, and maybe to even alter some of my education around a topic. So my sabbatical is I'm very excited about it. I'm a little nervous. Not nervous like, oh, I don't know how to take time off, but more like I want it to be valuable. I want to do all the things that I want to do that's in my heart for my sabbatical. Do you guys remember what it was like when you had babies and you finally could solidify babysitter and you would prepare the house, get everybody fed, diapers changed, everything ready to go. The babysitter would come and then you would go out with maybe your spouse or a friend and you would only have like 3 or 4 hours. And I always had this anxiety of like, I only have 3 hours. I want to go to Target. I want to get coffee. I want to go here. I want to talk about this. It was like I had 8,000 things I wanted to do in those 3 hours. And often I was just so anxious about having that productivity at the time and like taking advantage, I tended to like not get a lot done. And so I had to start recognizing I have a lot of anxiety when I think it's high stakes. Those 3 hours are just the highest stakes. I got to get all this done. And just understanding that it's impossible for me to get all of that done, but also it's going to require me to not do everything so that I can do something. And so this sabbatical is really that for me. I've got lots of things. I would love nothing more than to do a full audit of our finances and a full 20-year plan. And I want to read like 5 books on parenting, you know, for at least for the ones that I can still parent really well. I want to talk about dog training. I want to learn how to do that. I want to learn how to put up wood, you know, cabinetry in my house. I want to paint the boys' room. I want to garden. I mean, it's just a lot, right? But I know I really only have about 4 to 5 weeks. And during that time, I still am feeding everybody, clothing everybody, talking to everybody, right? So I still have a full life inside of this. So my goal is to take one topic, bite-size it, and really figure it out. And so initially, it was all about just these fun, creative ideas. And then I felt the Holy Spirit begin to speak to me about me figuring out what is happening in my body physically because of the season that I'm in my life, my age. Okay. So if you're rocking your 20s or your 30s, I love it. Keep doing it. And let me tell you, as somebody who's in her 40s, it does change. Everybody would say this. I was like, I reject all of the anxiety that you want to put on me about my body changing. Well, I just want to say it is not like that. All I simply mean is that if you focus on your body in your 40s, you get the benefit even more than you would before. Like if you sleep good, your body will tell you. If you eat good, your body will tell you. It goes the opposite way, but I've chosen to look at it that way. And so in my travels, I've met a lot of you in different ages. And again, when I had 4 babies in 5 years, trust me, I was looking for the girl that had multiple babies, multiple C-sections. I wanted advice from her. And now I'm in my 40s. And one of the top questions I ask is, so are you perimenopausal? Are you premenopausal? When did you start menopause? I don't say that to all randos, but I'm saying just in general, the conversation usually leans towards that. And it's because I'm trying to figure out really how to steward this season in my life. Now, I want to say this. I am not a menopause. So all of you that are listening to this, if your spouse is listening to this, I'm sorry. It might be TMI, but I would just like to say I am not. I am still fully engaged in my reproductive experience. But yet I've had some signs. I have hot flashes, and I used to have hot flashes when I was pregnant or post, you know, in postpartum, but I am really running warm right now. I don't know what's going on. I'm not at a heavy weight, which sometimes would often change my temperature was my weight, but I get a hot flash. I'm just getting hot flashes, and I don't know what that's about. I also feel a little bit more moody. I'm a little more moody than I was. And somebody asked me, so what exactly are you experiencing? And I said, this is going to sound scary, so, you know, don't judge me yet. But I feel in this season, I actually feel something called rage. I don't mean like rage, like I'm going to go postal. I just mean like I feel very intensely, and I feel this, you know, this needs to stop experience. And I realize like, I've never lived with that kind of frustration and that anger and that irritability. I've just never lived with that. And I would steward it, manage it. Listen, I'm not trying to hurt anybody or use that as an excuse. I just am like, wow, I don't think I've ever been here before in my emotions. I've never felt this before. And so I started to do some research. This has been about a year. I've been doing some research about, you know, hormones and bioidentical stuff. And I mean, there's a lot out there. And please, I love you so much. Please just give me some space to figure this out. I know a lot of you have sent me things and vitamins and doctors, and there's a lot of things out there, and I respect it and I love it. I'm starting slow. And so my main focus for July is I am going after what it looks like to steward my physical body in my mid 40s. Like, what does that look like? Like, what vitamins should I be taking? What should I be taking? You know, how do I start to kind of get prepared for changes in my physical frame and not just be caught off guard? So I've bought a book. I got a highlighter. I've got certain things that I'm going to be going through. It's from a doctor. And if I like it, I'll talk about it later. But my goal is to edit. You know, I have a great program. I've talked about it publicly on my socials, and I love the program. It's worked for me. I got my weight off with it. Every time I want to get weight off, I use the program. It's got nutrients, vitamins, and I've had massive success with people around me. So I have a brother-in-law that lost almost 100 pounds, a sister that's kept off 20 pounds, a dad that's kept off 40 pounds. So there's a program that works great, and that program has vitamins and nutrients, and it's a great program. So if you're looking for something and you're ready and you're like, I want to lose weight immediately, then I've got that for you. But that's not enough for me right now. I want to know more about my bone density, like my muscle structure. I want to know about how to build muscle and how to build strength and how to just have, you know, more of that endurance in my 40s that I just know it's time. I want to make sure I'm not depleted in certain things. And I want to get off some of my medication and get more into like a natural homeopathic deal. I also want to get, you know, I have regular blood work once a year, but I'd like to get my blood work done in the next couple of weeks and begin to kind of steward my different hormone levels with that. And the coolest part is I found this woman who shows you how to do it without it costing you an arm and a leg. And so she shows you as a doctor, here's how you get it. And you can use this RX pharmacy thing, and you can go over here, and here's the things you need to eat, and here's how you need to work out. And so I'm really excited about it. I hope that it works, but this is my focus. And so some of the scriptures that have kind of been standing out to me is 1 Corinthians 6:19, where it talks about, you know, your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you've received from God. You are not your own. You were bought with a price. Therefore, honor God with your bodies. Now, I have always looked at that kind of in a moral way, and to not abuse our bodies. But I just kind of feel, how do I say this? I've noticed that what's in my heart and what's on my life will be hindered if my physical body can't do it. And I think that's what the pain did for me in this last season, was it showed me how much I rely upon my physical body coming through for me. And when it doesn't, how much I can't do. And it was a wake-up call for me this year. And so I'm thinking about, again, and I think this is very true. You know, in your 20s, you're looking at the dress size and you're looking at what fits. But as you get older, you think about your strength. You think about your, you know, longevity, your ability to continue to lift that box and, you know, walk that walk and all the things that, you know, your sleep and all that stuff. So for me, I just am being reminded that my body is sacred and is meant to be treated with respect, and that God encourages me to honor that. And the honoring is not just so that I get attention or that I look a certain way, but it's the idea that I'm stewarding my physical frame so I can be, Ephesians 4:1, I can live worthy of the calling that I've received. And I don't mean just the gospel. I mean the calling of being a mom and a grandma and a wife and those kind of things. You know, I want to be able to minister and do that for hours without feeling exhausted or not having a plan for dehydration or fuelings or whatever I need for my body. So I think it's very important that, you know, for me personally, that's my focus. So I'm looking at a lot of things like my diet, my hydration, all those things. And you might have that down, and I bless you, you'll have your own thing. But I did put together a few thoughts. So in case you do need to figure out your health, and that's something that your sabbatical is going to be around. I actually found out there were about 7 different signs that it's time to focus on your physical health. Can I just say, the church is really bad at this. We tend to make everything spiritual. And for many of us, we just need to go get a good night's sleep. We need to go have a date night. We need to go for a walk outside. And we are all frantic and anxious and, you know, over-spiritualizing. And I want you to know, go take your shoes off and walk in the grass and get some time for your physical body to catch up with everything that's in your heart. Okay, that's my rant. And again, that's for me. So here's some signs. One of the signs that you need to really focus on your health is just having low energy. Like you constantly feel fatigued or like you lack the energy just to do the things that are in front of you for the day. And you may feel just this tiredness. And I told you guys this last week, I felt this. I just felt this kind of fatigue. And I knew I was doing everything right. I was off sugar. I was exercising. I wasn't drinking coffee all day. But I just felt like, yeah, this isn't, I'm not myself all the way. And if I asked myself, how much vegetables am I eating? How much fruit? I tended to not always know that. And that was, I needed a plan. So if you have low energy, you know, it's amazing to be on the road because I've met all different people. I've met 80-year-olds that could kick my butt just with their energy and their efficiency. And so don't let your age or your limitations affect the ability that you can have energy and you can do what's in your heart. Of course, if you have some kind of energy deficiency because of some disease or an issue, obviously grace to you and you can figure that part out. But the second thing is just unexplained weight challenges. For me personally, I'm getting in that age where weight is something that I have to monitor, not for sizing, but for, you know, fat around my organs and so that I can live healthy and I can have longevity on the earth. And so for me, I noticed that I just felt puffy and I'd look at myself and go, wow, did you have a lot of sodium or what's going on with your body? And I just noticed that I didn't look refreshed. I didn't look healthy. And that was part of it for me. So I'm really focused on that as well. I've been taking this amazing magnesium at night. And I remember someone had once told me, oh, you should take magnesium at night. And I'm like, listen, I travel. I need like an intense knock me out kind of thing. No. Well, I was wrong because I bought this in an effort to begin to unpack some of the things that I've used as crutches to keep me rested. And I started doing this magnesium. It's Calm. And you know, I'm not sponsored. You put it in hot water at night and then you drink it like a tea. And I'm telling you, my sleep has been incredible, incredible. And so I'm very excited about that. So, and that kind of goes to my third point, which is poor sleep quality. You know, if your physical body is not okay, you're not going to do well. I thought it was interesting. One time I was doing some research and I found that they said that your body cleanses, your liver cleanses around 3:30 in the morning. That's when your body's kind of flushing those toxins. And I was laughing, thinking about how many of us think the 3:30 wake up call is spiritual, but really it's because you ate bad. You drank that or you ate that and your body is flushing and it's waking you up. So I have found that to be such the case. In fact, I'm abstinent on a lot of things in my life and I don't wake up at 3:30, but the moment I have a little bit of that or a little bit of that, 3:30 wake up call. And I know, oh yeah, that's because of my health. And then obviously chronic aches and pains in our bodies. And again, don't feel shame. I know you're like, Havila, I don't want to hear about all this, but I want you just to understand that you don't, these are things you don't have to accept if you want to go after your health. And then reduced immunity and frequent illness. You know, for me personally, I used to always get pneumonia in the winter when I was burned out and run down. And so now I never get pneumonia, but it's because I focused on my health in that area. Just not moving. You know, they say sitting is the new smoking, just not getting up, not moving. One thing that I've started working on more and more is taking walks at the sunrise and the sunset, that 30 minute, the circadian rhythm of my body. And they, neuroscience has talked about this, but your body does better when you wake up with the sun and you go to bed with the sun. And so I've been really working on just getting outside, and I may not do a big old walk, but just something that allows my body to go, okay, we're winding down or we're waking up. And then also just poor digestive health, right? So just signs of you're not doing well. And a lot of that's linked to dehydration or a bad diet or sodium or whatever it might be. So these are signs like, okay, I'm not getting good night's sleep. I keep getting sick. You know, I have all this pain that I didn't used to have. I am gaining some weight, or I just don't have any energy. Those are signs that maybe your sabbatical needs to be about health. It needs to be about your physical frame. So here's what I want you guys to hear from me and what I'm doing for Havila. Okay. So this is a Havila thing. You can do whatever you feel like you need to do. I'm asking myself some questions. So in my nutrition, I'm asking myself, like, am I eating? Am I making mindful and balanced choices with the food that I'm eating? So am I actually consciously eating, and is it balanced? Is it balanced? I'm also asking myself how much fruit, vegetables, and whole grains and lean proteins am I eating? You know, sometimes we look at the pyramid and we think, okay, we got to eat this and that. And, but just actually keeping a mental score sheet of what I'm actually eating and putting in my body. And then also just limiting my intake of the processed foods, the sugar, the snacks, the unhealthy, the sodium filled stuff, just really being clear on that's not going to serve me well and being aware of that. So in my body, I'm also looking at exercise. So not only am I looking at nutrition, I'm looking at my exercise. Am I actually engaging in regular physical activity? And, you know, some of the things that I'm doing, which I think is important, is I'm trying to work on habits that are practical. Like, this is going to sound funny, but when I go to the bathroom in my house, I always go to the one upstairs because I climb those stairs 1,000 times a day because of it. And it really helps. So if I'm staying at a hotel, I'll take the stairs. I just try to find ways to move without maybe going to the gym and, you know, doing all of that. Or I'll go walk and get the mail, or I'll go walk and, you know, take the dogs out. And that just gets me moving rather than it just being like, it is what it is. And so I try to have those really important things. It sounds funny. I carry Teddy around all the time. Teddy's 10 pounds. And I'm thinking, that's really good for my arms. And I've started noticing that my arms are toning up because I'm carrying, it's like a baby. I'm carrying him around. And yeah, don't talk to my husband. That's another thing. But really staying active, looking at my step count, trying to get to that 10,000 on a good day, 15,000 steps are really important. Evaluating my sleep, which I actually have worked on my sleep for many years. If you follow this podcast, you know, but I'm asking, making sure, am I getting enough sleep, and am I getting that deep sleep? And amazingly enough, there are apps that help you know if you actually got into that sleep. And there was a study that was done that said, if you sleep anytime before midnight is almost counted as 2 hours versus after midnight. So if you go to bed at 10 and you have 3 hours, that's 6 hours really of sleep, and then an hour after. Again, I know it's just hours, but if you think of it that way, going to bed earlier is actually more beneficial to your sleep, is what the study showed. Again, I'm not an expert, so if I'm wrong, you know, it is what it is. But then also just making sure that my phone is put away somewhere else, making sure that I'm taking my vitamins at night, you know, hydrating before I go to bed, all the things that are really good, you know, washing my face, putting on the product that's important, and hydrating, and just really taking care of myself. Another one that I'm focused on is stress management. I'm really looking at how do I reduce stress? So things like getting my heart rate up, watching funny things that allow my dopamine levels to be increased and figure that part out. And then just setting really good boundaries for what I can indulge in or what I don't indulge in. Again, these are just mine, but the stress is really important. I have to ask myself, am I stressed out or am I just carrying stress? And if I am, should I go swimming? Should I go walking? Should I have a good conversation with someone? You know, do I need a good cry? Whatever it is to let that stress out. Another thing that I've worked on, and I won't work on it this summer as much, but emotional well-being. So really asking myself, am I addressing the things that are important in my emotional health? Am I being consistent in seeking support, and am I meeting with my counselor? And I met with a counselor this last season and I loved it. And I sent her a message and said, I'm not going to see you this summer because I'm focused on my sabbatical and I'm focused on my physical health. But you know, save a slot for me in the fall because I'm going to come back and we're going to talk through some things. And then lastly is just personal habits. How am I engaging in habits that support my overall health? Am I staying hydrated? Am I practicing good hygiene? You know, am I avoiding harmful things that aren't good, like not wearing sunblock or, you know, not flossing or whatever it might be, right? Really taking care of myself, thinking about my posture, making sure I'm stretching. You know, I have a whole physical therapy thing that I have to do every day to keep my body at a place of recovery after all the things that I've gone through. And so just really being aware, am I taking breaks? Am I getting up? Am I setting my alarm? You know, am I just sitting in the car for hours? Am I stopping? You know, one of the things that I've done recently, and I used to do all the time, but when I'm driving, you know, if I'm on a long road trip, I stop at rest stops and I get out and I walk and I stretch. And that might feel like an old lady, but you know what? My body is so much happier. When I'm on a flight, I sit on the aisle because if you sit next to me, I'm going to get up every other hour and I'm going to walk around, I'm going to stretch and I'm going to move so that my body does not go into this stagnant, stiff, you know, space. And so that's really important. So for me personally, I'm going to focus on my health by looking at my nutrition, looking at my exercise, monitoring my sleep, evaluating my stress management, really going after emotional well-being in my life, and then obviously just those personal habits that really enforce my values and my priorities. So those are things I'm working on in my sabbatical. I have books, I have podcasts, and I have things that are really my focus. So whatever your sabbatical focus might be, you do that. If you have recommendations, you're welcome to post them or send them to me. I'm happy to see those. I may not get a chance to respond to all of your advice, but if you have something that you think is valuable, you're welcome to send it to me. You guys, that's it for now. Next week, we're going to talk a little bit more about the sabbatical for our last week of this month and the sabbatical focus. And the next month, we've got a whole new series that we're popping in. So that's it for now. I love you guys, and I'll catch you next time.